Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Rashad Phillips is the one they call Yoda. Read his work, sportstalk2319.com. He is one of the greatest voices on the NBA draft, and he joins us now. Yoda, what's the word, man?
Hey, what's going on? You know what? I really love the music, guys. I love it.
It's yours, man.
It is all yours.
You deserve it. This is your persona.
Because you gave us Ja. And we'll always be grateful for that.
That's exactly right. You nailed that one. A lot to get to, Yoda, but want to start with, you were here in Memphis not too long ago. We had talked to you while you were here. Were you able to sit in on a Memphis basketball workout, Memphis basketball practice?
Yes.
What were your observations? What did you notice about the team?
Oh, man, I'm really excited. How, you know, Coach Hardaway and his staff and how they're just preparing the kids. It's such a cerebral space to be in when you watch a Memphis basketball practice. I mean, it's so knowledgeable. They're educating the kids. They're working hard. Like, it's really a thing of beauty to just watch that whole operation and how Penny really constructs his practices.
In terms of individuals, because I know you're looking for that piece too. You know, who is the next up? Who's the, you know, the draft hopeful? Were there any guys that you saw? And again, it's just a workout, so it's hard to say too much. But were there any guys who sort of jumped out at you like, huh? I need to watch sort of his progression.
You know, I just kind of went in there with an open mind this time to kind of just give everybody a chance before I really honed in on one kid. I was just more in tune with just how the team, the synergy that was being created. It was just like, I don't know, like I felt like a fly on the wall, you know, and just watching the kids, you know, every time that somebody falls, they pick them up and clapping every time. It was just like the energy was what really caught me when watching them at that time. And then, obviously, I'm going to go back to the film and start watching certain kids doing this and doing that. But just for that moment, for me, it was the synergy that was being built in that moment that really caught my eye.
I'm curious about this, Yoda. What did you think about, because you're about the same age as me. You saw Penny. You know how great he was as a player.
Yeah.
When you went in, did you think you'd see a former star trying to be a basketball coach and you saw a guy who looked like he'd been doing it a long time? Just your observations on what you saw of Penny, the coach.
That's a great question. I did, you know, because, you know, growing up watching him, he was such a iconic, polarizing figure. So it was hard for me to step out of that and watch him as a coach because my admiration of what he was as a player.
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, it was, but as I sat there about 45 minutes in, I'm like, man, this dude really knows what he's doing. Mm. You know, like it really, I was like, wow, the language that he used to communicate with his guards and how his ideology on different sets that they were running. It was just like, man, it started to come together for me. Like, this is why Penny was such a great player. Yes, he was he was a great athlete. He was he had great size and some God-given talents. But Penny never got credit for his cerebral, the way he approached the game from the neck up.
And 100%.
Now you're able to see that when he's coaching these kids because he's able to inject his ideology, his IQ into all of his kids, and then you watch them play.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Very interesting.
And I think that's been one of the sort of remarkable things about his transition into coaching. Now, over at SportsTalk2319.com, you are sort of in the process of putting everything together. And what I really like about what you've done is you've created these player cards for each of these draft hopefuls, especially Chuba, James Wiseman, the list goes on and on. And you sort of almost sum them up, like, hidden gem or role player, star, things like that. So let's just kind of work down the list from guys who played at Memphis. James Wiseman, most people have him going number two overall to the Warriors. What do you see for him, certainly as a rookie, but also in his career?
I really like his upside. Just what he brings to the table. I think with the Lakers winning the NBA championship, it shows the value in what you need in your big still. Because we were in general, in the NBA, we were getting a little too cute with the offensive players.
Mm-hmm.
With the fancy three-point shooting, and we don't need bigs to rebound. But when you look at James Wiseman, here's why I believe if the Golden State Warriors don't trade that number two pick, here's why you need to take James Wiseman. Because what he brings to the table, obviously, is his size. But you're going to need a player that can rim run, that can rebound, that has been coached by another great basketball mind in Penny Hardaway. You insert him, that allows Golden State to be able to stay right in the mix, inserting a kid like James Wiseman. I see him as a rookie averaging around 11 points, 8 rebounds on that Golden State Warrior team.
Mm. How about Precious Achiuwa? Does he end up a top 10 pick, Yoda? Do you think? I think last I looked, ESPN still got him at like 9 or 10 or in that area. Do you see him going in that area? And what do you see for him as a player?
I really like this kid. I actually have him in my mock draft going to Boston. But this is why I like this kid. Again, another versatile big. And when I watch him on tape, what really caught my attention with him is his ability to switch off on ball screens.
Yep.
That is so imperative at the NBA level now, because a lot of teams like to try to create mismatches for their guards. But what Precious has the ability to do is stay in front of those shifty guards, recover quick, block shots. He's a fantastic finisher at the basket. He has a little bit of a sprinkle of Marcus Camby when he was at UMass. And that's what I'm seeing on tape. I'm seeing a lot of that. So, again, that switching type big that can finish around the basket.
Personally.
The kid looks like Cam Newton. Like, if you this kid body is tremendous. He's sculpted. He's in shape.
Yep.
I think he's going to be a fantastic pick.
Now, what's interesting, and I think this is probably true of any draft hopeful, and on your player card, you've got role player. Now, I think when somebody like if I was entering the NBA draft, right, and I heard role player, I'd be like, damn, like I'm kind of offended. But role players are what you need to win championships, right? I mean, the Lakers have them. I mean, you go down the list, the Warriors, like there have to be role players. It could be a big role, but there have to be role players on championship teams.
Yes, absolutely. And when I talk to these kids, I think they understand my logic, opposed to maybe other people's logic. So when I put role player or utility guy or superstar, or it's just tagging them and trying to give them a identity early, because everybody can't be a superstar. Look, there's only maybe 5 superstars in the NBA right now as we speak. Out of 450 players, there's only 5 superstars. They're stars, but there's only five superstars. So I just think that when I'm watching these kids on tape, I try to put them in the role that I think that will best suit them for them to have a long career in the NBA.
Don't miss the Jason and John Show tomorrow morning at 11 on 92.9 FM ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.